Profanity Nation.
Yeah, it's the new era of man for some old school fans with a new school brand. We got money on the mic with the plan in hand. And Stat Pat to his left, they go hand in hand. And to the right, we got Simpster, he putting it down. It's the Profanity Nation, we running the town. Yeah,
it's the Profanity Nation.
Profanity Nation.
Yo, yo, yo. Hey, what y'all see? It's me here. Hey, Simpster couldn't make it today, but the show must go on. Hey, we got a special guest, you know, Laker fan, Clipper fan. Hey, want to welcome B to the show. What's going on, man?
What's going on, man? I feel good being on Profanity Nation, man.
Yeah.
It feels good to be home and, you know, with my peoples for sure.
Yeah. One of my other peoples, you know, my people, my brother, you know what I'm saying? Hey, Stat Pat, riding from the beginning, man. How we doing, man?
Hey, we good, man. Hey, February, it's February, so, you know, Black History Month.
Hey, way to start it off.
I mean, we just going to go ahead and put that out there. Let's be real. This is not the reason why Jeff is not here.
Yeah, right.
You know we're not saying, it's a coincidence that
he'll be back next week.
That is, you know, it's Black History Month. It just happened to be. But we good, though.
The first show of February.
We good in here. We good.
You know what I'm saying?
That's crazy.
Power to the people. Hey, man. Hey, you know, hey, like you said, show must go on, man. You know, we're going to go and we're going to talk about, hey, you know, everybody knows it's different when I'm hosting, you know what I mean? So, you know, we're going to talk about what
can you,
I want
can you let
about.
Go of the wheel?
Yeah. Oh,
can
yeah,
you
I,
let,
I,
can
I
you
am,
let go
man.
Of the wheel?
Am,
that's what
we're
going to say.
So my thing is I'm going to alley-oop all the stuff, you know, too. So, hey, yo. So, okay. Hey. We don't need LeBron and AD to beat the Celtics. What's
so
up? That's what we going to go.
So he reacts.
Stat Pat.
Oh, okay. So
how do you the Stat Pat?
Okay, so let me say, okay, so I think we need LeBron to be just a straw. I don't think he needs to go ahead and be like he has to be the best player on the court. I just need him to do the stuff that he does best.
Hey, we beat the Celtics without him.
True. True.
And it was a great game.
Ball
movement.
So we do have to understand there is human nature that is a part of this whole scenario that you're saying that we beat a team like the Celtics without LeBron and AD, and we're not even factoring the fact that they underestimated us. Because I think that is playing in the past. I know we're good. But are we good enough to say I'm gonna trap that same team and I'm gonna get out of five games? I'm gonna be 3-2. I'm gonna be above 500. What the team that we just beat the Celtics? We can't say that. So it's not because we just beat them because we're just better without them. I'm just saying we beat them because they say, "Oh, AD, are we just gonna just show up?" And we smacked them.
Not quite.
Yeah, so I know you're a Clipper man, but you know, we're going to talk about Clippers
now. I'm a realist, right?
No, but he's the outside perspective.
I love sports. So let's start there before we even start, right? Like, Laker fans, do I hate y'all? Indubitably, right? But I'm a realist at the same
Mutual.
Time. But at the same, looking at that team, it gave the Lakers a free time to actually have free run. You actually get to see what you bought in the offseason and how can it pay off during the season if you let the shit just feather and go. You saw what Austin Reeves can do if he gets the opportunity, actually, if the offense runs through him, right? The points that he put up, right? You also get to see Christian Wood. You get to see different elements. But it all boiled down to putting pressure on Darvin Ham to make adjustments outside of relying on LeBron and AD. Let's see if he can really coach. And he really coached because during that game you saw – like I said, you seen Reeves go off. You saw Christian Wood go off. You actually see Prince being a little bit more comfortable because he's now moving instead of just being a straight-up three-point shooter, even though that's what you bought him for.
Right.
But he has more elements to his game. But when LeBron is in the game, he demands so much because LeBron, I wouldn't say it's ego-based, but it's Ben's LeBron pedigree to run the team. He doesn't have to do that anymore.
Right.
Every year, y'all keep saying, like, yo, I wanted to go through AD. LeBron's not going to let that happen.
He never does.
He has to play. He has to be second fiddle to see what I have. But if you don't play second fiddle, you're going to be sitting a 9 seed, two games above 500, talking about you want to trade the whole goddamn team. And now the whole team is in a funky groove. It's because of you. It's not because of what you signed up for, because what y'all signed up for, you got talent. but you don't let the talent shine. So that's why the Lakers are reacting.
Hey, I feel him, man. I love everything B was saying because, you know, look, if I was trading somebody, it'll be LeBron.
We're not going to go that far.
Let's even go to a game further. When the Lakers played against the Knicks, then the young cat showed out?
Yeah, so but yeah.
He let the guy let him play.
So B, let me tell you, man, you know, I know you watch the show, but I don't know if you've been hearing what my narrative is being.
What is it?
Like with LeBron. I believe that they go to the locker room, and then when LeBron walk in, they say, hey, LeBron, we going to win this game tonight? And LeBron said, yeah. And then they go out there and they ball out. I think if LeBron comes in here, they say, hey, LeBron,
my man, it's crazy.
We win, and he said, man, I don't care what we do. Then they play like sugar, honey, iced tea. So you tell me what you think. I mean, because I think he was like, yo, we winning this Knicks game. And they went out there and played like they wanted to win that.
So you also going to buy into the conspiracy that this fool put on that fucking towel and said that, okay, it has a Knicks towel, and he's sending a message to the front office that they got to be doing some moves. That was Brian Windhorst, like.
I saw that.
Like, are we buying into that?
I'm actually going to give you a better conspiracy theory than that.
Oh.
So let's take Mike's mindset and put it to the in-season tournament. He said, I want to be the first to win this in-season tournament. And guess what happened? They were the first. After that, they freaking stink.
Right, no,
consecutively after that. They went straight down to the regular Los Angeles Lakers that we
step
always,
back.
That we always knew. Hey, we went right back to the old fashion.
So you've never heard me say that before, right?
Conspiracy theories.
Completely co-signing because I said on Tuesday and Friday they were winning. If it was any other day besides Tuesday and Friday.
Why you come on the show?
Besides Tuesday and Friday, they didn't care about winning.
Listen, I'm here for the –
bro.
Mike, you are co-signing me, brother.
You know what I mean? We'll send a sharp like
– Hey, I'm here to have the uncomfortable conversation with Laker fans. Because I'm telling you, Laker fans be living in the Beverly Hills thinking everything is sweet, but it's the fucking purge outside, and y'all need to get purged. As soon as you come outside, it's the ghetto. Where is crypto.com arena? On Fig, where the prostitutes is at, it's the ghetto. Come on, let's embrace this lifestyle a little bit. Let's embrace it a little bit. They be in fairyland. Y'all got to understand. Look, it's real. Y'all are good.
Olympic and Figueroa is a lot different. The Manchester
If you go outside and look across the street, the Tigers have made it feel like home. 50 bro. Floors of straight tagging. You are in the hood. Hey, you're in the hood now, baby.
Bro. Shoot.
We're going to have to open the eyes of the Laker fans. Just like that movie. We got to pry that eye open so you can see reality. Because they be like, oh, no, we got LeBron. We good. You're not good.
So look, you know, you're a Clipper fan. Let's open the eyes of a Clipper fan. Mm-hmm. Y'all over there, you know, I feel like the Clipper fans are like Cowboy fans, like, because y'all, like, what, y'all 6-1? Yeah, you know what I mean? So y'all think y'all really about to win the championship?
I want to ask you real quick, because I'm going to be respectful.
Go ahead. It's okay.
But what I would say is this. Fool me once, shame on me. Fool me twice, shame on you. Like, right. Basically, we've seen this movie before, and we're gotten to the point that even Clipper fans have seen this movie before.
Right.
So they are not out of pocket. Have you heard a Clipper fan right now?
Humble
like
fan.
Really, that are really just talking out where, no, because they know it's also show me, because they are now have championship aspirations. We need more than what you're showing us. So it's like we're at the same time. That's what I'm talking about when it comes to the Clippers. It's they've did this. They have been the hot team. They have been the sexy pick to win the championship. They have done that. And they have fell short every time. So at this point, unless we win in championships or we make it to the conference championship and go into 7, all this shit is moot. So that's where we're at. So you guys' question, but I know that we can't be out of pocket. Because it's what it is at this point, right?
Yeah, I mean, look, I mean, what do you think, man? Y'all gonna win a championship? Or are you humble like Sat Pat was saying?
No, we're not saying that. I'm not saying that they have a good team. What I'm saying is they're not we gonna win a championship because some Stephen A. Smith and Tom, you know, and Tim Legler or somebody else told them they were gonna win a championship. They understand that it's work. They're humble, but they're now they came back to the meet. Like, we understand that this shit is a process.
I'm humble to a certain degree, and I'm just gonna kind of explain why I'm humble. Because going, like, you know, feeding off on stat pass, it's certain things that you keep seeing repeated over repeated cycles, right? CP3, Blake Griffin, all that type of stuff. Even if you want to go back to before then with Keon Martin and them, they went to the playoffs and stuff like that. It's not even about that no more. Some things I would say this season alone, culture whole shift is changing, right? The Clippers have always been that team. They show glimpses and glamours of looking good, and then it falls off. If you look at the Clippers right now, since the month of December, they've been one of the hottest teams in the league. And if not one of the hottest teams in the league, right, it's the consistency of players actually showing up. And it's also the consistency of before the Clippers used to be cool. And if you notice this pattern, you know, call me out on it. The Clippers used to be cool with finishing fourth.
Right.
Fourth or fifth, middle of the pack. I'm in the playoffs. I figured out that way. If you're looking at the standings now, the Clippers are competing to be the number one seed. I haven't seen no shit like this in all my years. I'm so blown away by what they're doing performance-wise. I don't even know what to say.
Words that the Clippers could have home court advantage throughout the playoffs. You're like, what the fuck?
Yeah, so
it's not even a home court advantage throughout the playoffs. It's really sitting here like, yo, this is what consistency feels like. Like, I can wake up, and when I actually cheer for them, I'm cheering more for, like, I know you can do better than this. And when it happens, I'm like, oh, my God. Like, right.
So, look.
I can't believe it.
We on that level.
I'm going to be 100% honest with this whole Clipper thing that's going on. And the biggest difference is they actually have a really, really good coach. And you saw it, like, when James Harden came in and they lost, like, 7-8 games in a row. But Tyronn Lue was like, no, this is what we're going to run. And they lost. We're gonna run again. And they were stuck on it. And he knew what he had to do to get them acclimated to do what they're doing right now. He didn't change anything up. He said, listen, they just gonna understand what he was trying to implement. And I think this is really what they we're getting fruits of the labor right now. That's the most scariest thing. It's not even the players. What's scaring me is Tyronn Lue really knows how to coach.
It's not. I'll give you something better than that. That actually that shocked me. So if everyone remembers during the trade, you probably don't remember, but you probably do. PJ Tucker came during the trade, right? Everyone's like, "Oh, PJ Tucker's gonna be the four piece for the team." If you look at the team now, and something that Ty Lue didn't do, and everybody say, you know, he's a pedigree of Doc Rivers. Something that Doc Rivers don't do is play his young talent. Ty Lue was following that mold the whole time. If you're looking at the second unit that comes into the game now, it consists of somebody that you probably been seeing on the bench and was thinking like, damn, when is he? Amir Coffey. Like, damn, when is he ever going to play? Amir Coffey has came in the game, a lefty shooter, has provided a three-point shot for the second unit. Terrence Mann is getting burned out of this world. And before P.J. Tucker even gets into the game, Kobe Brown gets into the game. The goddamn rookie gets into the game before P.J. Tucker. I have never seen nothing like this in the face of the earth. Like, Ty Lue, when he first got to the Clippers, he would run some units down to the ground. He was like a little Doc Rivers. He would play small ball in some aspects where I'm like, yo, stop playing that type of thing, right? But now he is incorporating everybody that's going to be a force when it comes playoff time. Plumlee, Tice, Amir Coffey. I'm sorry to say, even though we traded for him, Bones Highland, he's going to be the odd man out. But it's like he's playing his young talent. And then let's take it even a step further than that. You know what's really driving the Clippers' success? Something that the Lakers had the whole time, but, you know, the Lakers is more of a bought-now team, is our G League team. Yeah. If we can't use the talent right then and there, we send it to the G League team. It keeps, you know, it keeps growing. It sprouts its roots. And then when it's time to call, we bring them up and they ball. And if you don't notice that formula, that's the craziest thing I'm seeing right now.
Hey, so look, it's a whole lot of Clipper talk, so I got to break that up for the record. South Bay Lakers have the most call-up. South Bay Lakers have the most NBA call-ups in the history of the league. I'm just one of
represent.
So our the Laker farm system is one of the best.
Not really.
Farm systems in the NBA.
I
would say hold that thought, because I think before other teams necessarily could get players, it wasn't that many farm systems available. So if I need a player, it's no rule saying I can't snatch them from a different team.
The Los Angeles Lakers have the most call-ups.
And we,
but y'all don't use them. Y'all clearly. No. Darvin Ham.
Well, I mean, we do have people that have succeeded.
Caruso was in Julius.
And literally
and what y'all do to him?
Well, hey, he decided to leave.
Nope.
Nope. Tell him.
Nope.
Tell him why.
Nope.
Tell him why.
Because we chose THT over Caruso.
And THT right now is getting DMPs in Utah.
For sure. That's why. Nothing else. We chose THT, and then we jettisoned him in a bullshit trade. No, seriously. Alex Caruso not being a Laker is an indictment on our front office. And we begging and we twerking to try to get him back, bro. We trying to get him back, but we can't get him back. We can't get him back because, obviously, it's a premium. They're asking for, like, wait, what is that? OG,
OG Aminobi?
Yes. We get traded for three first-rounders?
Yeah.
They don't give a three first-rounder for Caruso, bro.
The Lakers league should have Alex Caruso and Reeves being the second unit.
Bro, you know how many jerseys you can sell in Los Angeles?
That's your two guard. That's, yeah. If the Lakers
you know how many jerseys we can say. Get two Rambuses. We get two Rambuses on the Lakers. We selling out.
Yeah,
we are selling out.
Not in February.
Oh, bro, not in February.
Nah. Y'all probably would have sold out in February,
you know what?
Too.
hey, you were like, watch those guys that buy those Reeves jerseys in February. That's diabolical.
All they would have did was bought the black jersey instead.
Get that in black.
That's hilarious. But look, you know, but you know what's really interesting though? I think it's going on actually around the league, but I'm going to really pinpoint Kawhi. Like, what do you guys think about this rule that where players, in order to be considered to be MVP race and all that type of stuff, where they have to play at least 65 games in order to be considered? We're seeing an influx of, and I'll just do, because it's Lakers and Clippers, you know, show tonight. Kawhi was missed only two games all season. AD has only missed three games all season. What do you guys think? You think that rule is really the reason why these players are playing more often?
Oh, you want to ask me?
I'm asking both of
you. Go ahead,
Stan. Oh, I mean, but at the same time, you just threw, like, evidence. you pretty much answered your own question.
Right. I'm just saying.
What I'm saying is, like, it's a layup. I mean, do I dunk it or do I just lay it up soft?
I'm just saying, it's like,
you just said that there's a rule saying that to be ordered to get these awards, you got to play X amount of games. And they said, well, guess what? If I'm going to lose some time, I'm going to lose it on the second half of the season. Because remember, it's still 65 games. So we don't, like, let's hold the phone. We don't know if these folks all of a sudden is going to be, like, out for 2 weeks because they got to go ahead, like, you know what I'm saying, or taking these day to day. We don't know that. At the same time, right now, yes, it is in effect. And yes, it is keeping people honest. There were some people, I forgot who it was. It's Joe Dumars. I saw an interview recently by Joe Dumars. He said that the players back in the day trained their bodies to play an 82-game season. That's the contract. That's the contract. You need to be able, can you show up for 82 games? Because we're not saying can you show up for 75% of the games. We're saying can you show up for 82% of the game, 82 games, 100% of the game. That's what you get paid for. We don't pay you to be going to do rehab. We pay if you play in games. So now you see we're now actually keeping these guys honest. Now, look, I got old players. I got injury-prone players. I want them to do load management. But at the same time, is it better for league? Maybe. But, yes, if you were asking me, did it deter people taking I'm not ready. I'm like, you know, I got a headache. Yeah, I think that did that.
What do you think, B?
It did deter. And I actually think we get better basketball from it this year. Because last year got real stagnant and boring when you saw, you know, some teams getting just blown out by other teams and things like that. But with having players not taking the time off, you're seeing stuff like, you know, Luka dropping 73, Embiid dropping 70 before he was hurt. You got players actually want to go out and do something that wouldn't be done. You wasn't seeing players drop this type of points. Last year, it was like, man, I'm trying to get to the playoffs.
That's it.
Now it's like, I'm balling, and I'm trying to get this money.
Yes, yes.
And then the playoffs is going to be the playoffs, but we got to get this money first.
Yes. Piggybacking on what he's saying. Look, remember, last year, we were always talking about, like, we've been on this earth forever, and we have never, pretty much, I remember seeing both conferences not have one 60-game winner.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? I never seen that.
That was last year.
That was an anomaly for me. Like, how do you get home court advantage and not at least win 60 games?
Right.
Like, that's the standard. Like, I'm in the conversation if I win 60 games. I might not get it, but if I don't get it and I won 60 games, I'm a 62-22, somebody else is 63-19. You know what I'm saying? Like, somebody else is a little bit better than us. But I got 60. I'm gunned for it. But you can fit 56, 58. And get home court advantage, 58-24, home court advantage, that's different. But now that we have this, that rule you're talking about, that the stars have to not load manage, they have to play. Look at the records now. The records are normal. We got guys on pace for 58-60 wins. We're on pace for that. We were doing before, we were in the all-star break, and fools were on pace for 58 games.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So now we're here.
Yeah, I think that, like I said, that money's talking. You get those incentives if you make what? First NBA.
Yeah.
Team, first team all defense, second team. So a player going to be like, yo, if I can show up for the majority of the season, I'm going to get my bread.
Yes, sir.
Regardless if I make it, I cannot win a championship. Some people know I'm not going to win a championship. But if we finish the fourth seed, I play 65 games and I lock down X, Y, and Z, my bonus is coming.
Come for sure.
We'll worry about the championship the following year.
For real.
I get my money right now.
For real.
Gil, cool. Right. I want y'all to always worry about the championship the following year. You know, just do that. You know what I mean?
Hey, the slander don't even hurt no more when you got to look up and you see me number one, baby.
Oh. You know.
Hey, it's when you be yelling for that ninth position, all we hear is, hey, help me.
Hey, it's okay. It's okay. Because, I mean, what you don't want is us in the first round.
Not really, because we've been playing with y'all. We just play as much as we done beat y'all during the regular season. We just be slap boxing. Because if it come to playoffs, oh, we dog walking.
We dog walking?
We dog walking. It won't be a sweep, but
it ain't going to be that. But at the same time, y'all going to be like, you know, like legacies are at stake.
Okay, let me ask you, though.
And we built for that shit. That's all I'm saying. We built for it.
I know we.
So you put legacy on the line. We put legacy on the line. We built for it.
Because I know we want the smoke. I know we want.
We built for it. This is what we want.
I know we want the smoke.
Because if we do that, we are, dude, because no.
It's 7 home games, potentially.
All we gotta do is change hallways.
That's it.
Do y'all want that smoke?
For sure. And you okay. you wanna know why?
You have to.
Hey.
You wanna know why? Y'all say y'all build with the legacies and stuff. But I'm telling you right now, you talking about legacies are built. When that man is healthy, he's gonna walk a legacy down. And I'm talking about Kawhi Leonard. He's gonna walk it down. I could guarantee that. And then I got 3 other people from L.A. that's trying to prove something to themselves. It's a whole different ball game now.
But see, I hope that. Because at the same time, I don't want any excuses because this is the best shot. This is, we have built this. We have worked for it. It's like watching the fucking Iron Man and then we get the fucking end game. It's like we were fucking on this ride for fucking 10 years. It's like 30 years and now we in here, we assembled the fucking Avengers. And so now we're here. And so I'm just saying at this point, you better be this because if you don't, legacies are at stake because you are the favorite. We're not the favorite.
All right, so let me.
Don't let the Lakers have the underdog feel too. Underdog?
Hey,
Lakers? Okay. Underdogs?
Y'all never.
So let me.
That's what I'm saying. Even when you number one seed, we're the underdogs now.
Hey, so listen.
Y'all number one seed.
I love this conversation, but let me ask. Like, and we're going to do this in the multiple choice, right? I got my Laker fan over here, my Clipper fan over here. I'm loving this show. It's amazing, right? when do we want to see them? Do we want to see them in the quarters, the semis, or
Come on, dude.
Or West Conference Finals?
You know what it is.
Or it does not matter.
No.
A, B, C, or D?
No, you don't.
First round, second round, I'm going to let him answer first. What is your ideal match?
You know what it is.
Do you want to see this match?
Is
this thing on me?
Yeah, there it is.
I just want to see him whatever because I want to put a dog out of his misery fast. Okay. So I'll take him whatever round. It could be the AFC. It could be the second round. It could be the Western Conference Finals. I want to see a dog get put out of his misery fast.
All right, got fast. That Pat.
I will take any matchup. However, what I want, which would be like just just everything, just materialize it and put every Western Conference Finals. We need to put skin in the game. We need to put skin in the game. We need to feel it. Y'all don't know what it feels like when it's game seven against the Lakers and the Celtics, and we're looking at Kobe's legacy, and we're terrified because this dude is shooting 6-for-23. Okay? We're terrified. You ain't never felt that before. We felt that. What I'm saying is I need you to understand the ramifications of this loss because when you lose, you're going to feel it. And it's going to be generational. I'm saying, I don't want it no other way. I don't want it first round. I don't want it second. I want it for all the marbles. I go, you go. We will represent the Western Conference for the championship. I don't want it no other way, bro. You want that other shit because we just beat and all. No. That's cool. That's cute. I want all in. I don't want you to say, well, so-and-so was hurting. If we would have got, no. All in. You won two rounds, all in.
I don't be caring about injuries because my thing is again, I have the if you want to call him the dog walker, I have the walker of all walkers in Kawhi. He's not going to let the game get to seven. If it does, I'm gonna see some tears.
That's my next question. Do we want it to go seven games? Or do we want just a sweep? Which one you prefer?
A sweep? Ain't nobody getting swept.
No one getting swept.
Okay.
So,
I'm talking about the builder.
No, hold on.
The builder for LA.
Okay, so we're saying, okay.
How many games do you want this to go?
I'm going to answer it in two rounds.
All right, cool.
The Laker and me?
Yes.
The Laker and me?
Yes.
A sweep. The Clipper and him? Sweep. We don't want stress.
Okay, yeah.
Seven game is for the NBA fan. And I've been through game sevens.
Yeah.
I've been to too many game sevens, Beef. Yeah. I've been through Portland game seven.
Hey,
I've been through Sacramento game seven. You feel me?
Sits is good.
I've been through too many game sevens, my nigga. You know what I'm saying? I've been through, seriously, Detroit Pistons game seven.
Yeah.
I've been through too many game sevens when it's all on the line, bro. I don't like the feeling. You ain't never felt that.
Wait, I felt it.
I
felt it going backwards. 3-1 versus the Houston Rockets. I get it when you say in a game seven imagine being in the league and you start ticking backwards. Seven like, can we get it? Going backwards is way worse.
Give me one win.
I just need to get there.
But B, see.
Shit.
This is what Clippers have never experienced. Tell me what year. Was it 89, 90? We went seven games every round. We went seven games every round.
And
won a championship. But we went seven games every round.
It's stupid.
See, you've never experienced that.
Game seven against Dallas Mavericks. Right?
Right.
Like we went to game Portland. Seven. Game seven against Portland.
It was Portland. And then,
game seven against Detroit.
Yeah.
See, y'all call that happy. Happy stress.
We won. We won. But see, what I'm telling you is...
It's excruciating. You don't want that.
You don't want to go through that.
Listen, I read that. See, y'all talking about excruciating. I call that happy stress.
That's
happy stress. You want to know why? Because it's like, okay.
Look,
tip attack, right? You're going tip attack. Boom. He win, we win. Okay. All for the Marbles game seven. That's different. That's happy stress, right? Because it's boom, boom, boom. Imagine being a front runner. And every game keeps ticking backwards. So 3-1. Sitting here like, please, God.
Been there, done that. Lakers, Suns, we go ahead and play that. This is the Kobe Bryant, Smush Parker.
Steve Nash.
We up 3-1, bro.
Oh, my God.
You want to talk about that? We talk about legacies.
Who is that?
We talk about we just want Kobe Bryant to get on par. We just want him to be. He deserves it.
Who shot that
And
ball?
Just snatched Tim Thomas, bro.
Tim Thomas.
This is after we lose the game, because remember the game before that, it's Kobe and we up 3-1. It's like bang, we up 3-1.
Man,
and then 3-2,
I'm gonna tell you, I remember the game so immensely because
the horror.
It was on a Saturday and I had to work, right? And I didn't want to work that day, and I had to work.
Good thing you did.
And I was at work the whole game and day, but I literally, my lunch break was about 2.5 hours because I literally watched the whole game. And I remember the play where he went and did the teardrop and it went in, and I ran in my office with my arms up screaming all around about how the Lakers won, because I was like, we got it. It's up 3-1. It's good. You know, we broke their heart. It's going to be good. And then friggin' Tim Thomas came back game 7.
No, game 6.
Oh, my God.
Game 6.
Oh, my God.
It was game 6. We had him. We had him. Game 6.
Friggin' Smush.
And it was literally, it was no game 6. We get the rebound, it was an offensive rebound that led to the kick out to Tim Thomas.
Yeah.
You get the Lamar Odom gets the rebound. We win the game.
Where's Smush Parker today?
We
should really put a question.
Smush Parker is going. Every time I see Smush Parker, he talks about how Kobe never talked to him. I mean, that's where I see
Smush Parker never had a career other than being Kobe Bryant's point guard.
Yeah,
that's it. Yeah. He's that's all he is.
Yeah. Wasn't even picked up by another team.
I don't think so.
And if he was, he's pretty much been.
See, that's what's really interesting about the Lakers.
He's Gennaro Pargo
status. That's what's really interesting about the Lakers as a whole. It's always that one player that plays on the Lakers that's not worth playing on any other team ever.
Shout out Kareem.
Would you say Medvedenko too? Like, you know what I mean? Like,
Slava.
We have
shout out.
Who was Bengay?
DJ Banga.
We always have one player.
Shout out to the ninth man.
Yeah, we always have one player.
The ninth man.
Mark Madsen. You know what I mean? We always have that one player.
No, Mark Madsen, he immortalized. His dad set him apart. At the parade, set him apart.
But he's not caliber.
These players are not players.
What's that one center y'all had that was completely ass?
Kwame.
Robert Sacre.
There you go.
Robert Sacre.
Ass.
Yeah.
Robert Sacre.
ASS.
He started games for the Los Angeles Lakers.
Right. That's what I'm saying. But we always have that. I don't know what it is, but we always have a player. You know what the biggest mistake is, though? You know what? Travis Knight. What's so crazy about
Travis Knight?
God damn.
Do you understand the fiasco?
So what's so crazy about Travis Knight?
The fiasco.
Travis Knight came to us.
Fiasco. Right,
and we were like, we got to get rid of this dude. That dude went to the Celtics.
Fiasco.
Balled out. And fiasco. We were like, my bad.
Fiasco.
Come on back.
Traded for this dude.
Come back.
Traded for him.
He did exactly what he did.
He did.
Or worse. Fiasco. Than what he did the first time he was here.
It's called the scam, baby.
Fiasco. You can't say another word.
Yeah.
Dude, we literally, like you said, we had him. We said, you're trash. Peace. He said, I'm going to go ahead and have a mediocre because guess what? I'm playing in the East and my 17-8 is going to look great over here, right? It's going to look great over here.
Man,
we go ahead and it's like, you know what? We need a little big man present. Let him get back. Boat done the same exact thing. We traded for him. We had him in our hand. It's like also another person that we want to go ahead and say, Zubac. All right,
oh, yeah.
I'm here.
I'm
gonna let you know right now.
I am mad about that.
We traded Zubac.
I'm mad about Zubac for
some Skittles.
Yeah.
Some Skittles, bro.
Man, hey,
outside shooting presence? That's what we need. We need mediocre shot presence.
Hey, we free Zubac.
Bruh.
Man.
Do you understand? AD needs a center. Man. AD needs a center. Man. He needs a center. That, he would love to play the four.
Every time I watch a Clipper game, I'm like, dang, we had him.
We love we have some Zubac right now. Zubac would be perfect.
I'm like,
for us, right?
I'm like, we had him.
Had him.
What did Fantasia say? Go ahead and free yourself.
Jesus.
That's what we did for Zubac. We freed him.
Oh, my God. Bro.
Hey, so, hey, you know what? It's going to be really great in the tents. I love having you. This is the first time you actually came on the show with just us three, man. We got to do this again next time.
For sure.
Next time someone calls out sick.
I would love to see my man right here with us.
Hey, shout out to Simster. Hey,
always Sims.
Hey, so before we go, I want to do two more things. You know, I have out of bounds. I always want to get into. Before we do that, you know, with Super Bowl's coming up this week, I want to know what your prediction is. Who you got?
The football guy.
Damn.
Who you got?
Honestly, I can't.
Hey, Mr. Eagle. Yeah, Eagle fan.
Man,
and they were not the real deal. Hey, you know what? So hold on. I got those shade. I got those shade.
He throws sprinkles from shade. He likes this.
I got those some shade. Did you see?
Okay, hold on. Money never introduced somebody without sprinkling some shade on some people.
I'm not petty. But what I'm just saying is, I don't know if y'all did you watch Pro Bowl?
Yeah. No.
Did you watch Pro Bowl?
No.
Did you see Jalen? So you did not see Jalen Hurts?
I see nothing.
You did not see Jalen Hurts' performance, right?
Here we go.
Like all Jalen Hurts had to do was throw the ball and hit the little marker. You know what I mean?
Oh, is that bad?
Ask Beef how many markers Jalen Hurts hit.
Is that bad?
It wasn't that bad.
It wasn't.
He had 17.
Compared to what?
What? You talking about the 20 points?
No, I'm talking about
who Jenna had
Hurts.
The most.
I'm talking about Jalen Hurts.
Who had the most, though?
Baker Mayfield won.
Yeah, he was
one of the. What's the number?
Jalen Hurts could not hit a marker. I'm just telling you right now. Jalen Hurts could not hit a marker.
Stop this narrative,
what I'm telling
man.
You is, if stop. I'm lying, you tell me I'm lying.
Who can hit
somebody? Super Bowl.
Hey,
man.
You a quarterback.
Super Bowl. We're talking about Super Bowl.
Hey, listen. They had kickers playing tit to that. Justin Tuck. And who's that to do? They were playing tit tat toe with their foot, dog. They were literally kicking and played. It was an AFC kicker.
but kicking is
it was that athlete.
And it was NFC. And it was up high, low, and they made that football go up and come down and hit the center, hit the left, hit the right. But when Jalen Hurts. He didn't hit nothing. Now, anyway,
we gotta stop this narrative.
I got those
to
say.
Damn, bro.
Hey, check out the Jalen Hurts video.
We got that's how you treat your guests.
Check out the Jalen Hurts video. I mean, I'm just.
We gotta stop that narrative, man. One year before everybody was riding with him, then y'all turn y'all back.
Turn our back on Jalen Hurts.
Shout out to Jalen Hurts.
Shout out to Jalen Hurts.
Hey, Jalen Hurts. What I love about Jalen Hurts is he has an African American agent. You know, she's a female. It's amazing. It's great that he gave her opportunity or they worked with him. It's great. Marcus, she got, $120 million contract.
Black history, boss.
It's history making for an agent to go and do that. I mean, I love Jalen Hurts as a person.
And Jalen Hurts is also a member of Omega Sci-Fi.
Oh, right. See? There you go.
So, hey, Q-Dog again, you know, up. Hey, we would not stand on no slander against that cool. man.
Okay, so, yeah, so.
And you know what I feel about, but I ain't going to say it because, you know, it's public, so I can't do that. But like I said, hey, man, who's your pick?
Hey, this is a tough pick. I don't even want to really pick nobody, but I'm going to have to go with the 49ers. I can't have the Swifties running around.
Okay, what you got? What you got?
So if obviously this is the worst Super Bowl that a Raider fan can have to deal with.
They playing on y'all field.
Yeah. Exactly.
Playing in your backyard.
Exactly. That's part of my
everything.
In
everything.
Your house.
So
everything.
Look, that's part of my
everything. It's
that's
nasty.
Part of my
bad. It's nasty. Oh, it's nasty. It's nasty.
That's part of my
It's literally the Bay Area rivalry.
Hey.
We got that. And then you got your divisional rivalry.
Yeah.
So hang it out in your crib.
Who you got?
Eat your food.
Fuck your couch.
Oh, my God.
Who you got, Stat-Pat?
Okay, heart says 49ers. Head says Mahomes.
All right, head says Mahomes.
The script KC. Says Mahomes.
Pick one. Taylor Swift or Purdy?
Yes.
Let's say Taylor Swift or Purdy.
Wow, okay. Travis Kelce don't count. Mahomes don't count. Taylor Swift, okay. If that's what you're giving me to play.
Yeah, I'll give you Taylor Swift or Purdy.
If that's my hand.
Yeah, your hand is Taylor Swift or Purdy.
Since Taylor Swift have won the Grammy for the album of the year. We're just going to go ahead and let the accolades keep on. Taylor Swift will win because it's Taylor Swift versus the 49ers.
Okay.
It has nothing to do with revenge factors or any football thing. It's just
it's Taylor Swift. Taylor Swift.
Okay, then okay, it's Taylor cool. Swift.
All right. Hey, so that brings us to the end of the show. Out of Bounds, every day, you know, we do an Out of Bounds. Steve, I know you've been on our show before.
I love this segment.
You love Out of Bounds. Hey, so you know what? And we're going to stick on the football Super Bowl thing. Sad Pat, I don't know if you've been seeing it. Actually, I know you've been seeing it because I sent it to you. But, Beav, I don't know if you know about it. Mm-hmm. There is actually a truce right now between the Raiders and the 49ers. Have you heard about this?
Hell yeah, I've been seeing
that. Have you heard about this?
I've been seeing that bullshit.
There's a Raider and 49ers because, that, like StatPass saying, is that Raiders are rivals to the 49ers and Raiders are rivals to the Kansas City Chiefs, right? And but for different reasons. Number one, we just don't like the 49ers because we live in the same city. And then we hate KC because KC is in our division and we have history. They're like the Celtics to the Lakers in Raider Land. Would you agree with that?
100%.
So there is actually a one game truce for, and we are inviting San Francisco into our house to play that game to beat Kansas City. So I love it because I think that's the best situation that's going to happen for us. Am I out of bounds to agree with the truce that's happening so that way the Raiders and the 49ers fans for one day to band against KC? Am I out of bounds for loving that?
No, you're not out of bounds because at the end of the day, the enemy of my enemy is my friend. Okay? So the fact that they are literally, we have one thing in common. We hate Kansas City.
Right.
We going to get along for one day.
Right.
Now, after we dispense of them, we can go back to hating each other. But right now, we're going to go ahead and call a little truce. Now, you can have some people that are like diehard, like Bay Area people. Now, so you're asking me the L.A. Raider fan.
Right.
Now, there are some Bay Area fans that are literally do not care about the Kansas City Chiefs because what they look at is the fact that there is the 49ers sitting on five championships. And you just add one, and they're in a whole different bracket. They still playing catch-up. They're going to be six championships. They're going to be with the Steelers and the Patriots. That's little rarefied air. And so these Bay Area people, they don't want the 49ers to win nothing. I'm like, look, man, I don't live.
You cool with the truth?
I'm good. I want the truth because I hate Kansas City, and I do not. I want him to have 2-2. I want him to have some stains on Patrick Mahomes' resume. What's up, Beef?
Out of bounds. Out of bounds. I'm gonna tell you why. As a fan, you will never see me hold hands in hand with a goddamn Cowboy fan. And y'all Raider fans need to stand up and put some spine in your back. You should not be holding hands and singing Kumbaya with the 49ers.
Dude, it's the Patriots.
The no,
it's the Chiefs,
no,
bro.
No,
how
hell,
are you saying
no.
that? I got to go with the hell Chiefs.
No. You stand on your
the
one.
The Chiefs.
And you slander both them to the hilltop come home.
But they do.
But we got to pick one.
And you
got to pick one.
You stand outside your house.
So we're going to pretend like we don't care.
Listen, hell yeah.
We care.
You hey, listen, if anybody's out there a wrestling fan, you sit in the rafters like Sting with your mask on. As
bro.
Soon as the game over, you ambushed everybody.
Bro.
You whooped everybody ass bro. Up in there. Everybody leaves with hands and feet put on them.
You
might have won the championship, but you're not going to win this fight off the field.
Bro.
You start a riot outside.
Choose your narrative.
I'm choosing.
Choose your narrative.
And
that's what I'm saying.
My
the Raiders can't choose literally.
Y'all organization.
This dude just got on the block, and he about to have three championships, and the Raiders got three championships in their whole existence.
Listen,
and he gonna roll up and get three championships.
Listen, the Raiders organization is literally y'all identity is violence. Stand
we gotta get
on
back to that. We got really gotta get better to. Shout out to Antonio Pierce. We need to break some fools' legs. Protocol.
Y'all.
Keyword.
Hey. Within the game. Raiders,
protocol.
Within the game. You got to do it within the game.
Protocol. That's all I'm going
to
say.
Raiders fans used to put fear in everybody's eyes. You couldn't go to a Raiders.
We got
to
get back to that.
Hey, the Raiders' whole identity is violence, and y'all need to stand. Don't you shake hands with your enemies?
Who is our enemy?
I see a Cowboy fan right now spinning their hand.
Who is our enemy's beef?
The 49ers. Don't y'all cheer for them,
dude?
Raggedy son of a beef.
No way.
Do it.
No way.
That's terrible.
Because you know why? Because that's your enemy. That's what you said. Because hey, that's your enemy.
I'm a Philadelphia Eagle fan, and the whole NFL is my goddamn enemy.
So hey, soon,
Cowboy
man.
Number one and 49ers for
NFC fold.
They mentally beat us down.
Right,
still recovering.
Hey.
Got us in a psych war right now, rocking back and forth.
All right.
That take your whole season. That was it. That was it.
So on that note, hey, it's a great show. Thanks you guys again for tuning in to Profane Nation. Hey, you guys got to check
out. Come back.
You guys got to check out my guy, B. He's doing great things over here in the Family Studios.
Thank you.
We're launching a full clip. It's right at the All-Star break. Got to check him out there. The Braids, man. Listen, you gotta tune into the Braids. This guy is he's everything. He goes and says how he feels, and you gonna get more of that. If you enjoyed him on this show, you gonna get more of that by himself.
Oh yeah.
So, hey, Stat Pat. Hey man, thanks for coming through.
Thank you.
Being here, man. Hey, Simpson's gonna be here next week. Man. You know what I mean?
You know,
we still need him.
Yeah.
So,
Simpson.
Hey, can't wait to see next week. Hey, with that being said, hey, we'll holler at you guys. Thank you guys for tuning in, and we'll catch up to you next week. Peace.
Peace.